What's up, bossies? It's me, your host Shana, and I'm back. We are back again with the Bossy and Glossy podcast. We are in the studio. We are recording. Lights are on. Lights are blinking. The mic is ready. And I'm so fully charged and happy to be back. I was constantly just thinking, oh my God, I would just want to go back and record an episode. So I'm so glad to be here, sitting here today and being able to record another fire session of the Bossy and Glossy podcast. How do you make people beg for your attention? Guys, we talked about dress code. We talked about how to enter interviews and when entering a meeting or if you are attending a business lunch. But the right behavioral etiquette is equally as important. It's almost like an art form to be attractive in the way, you know, that you present yourself, in a way you enter a room and leave an impression. You know, when people want to have more of you, more time, more conversations and dates, all that stuff, that's when you have mastered the art of being the person everyone wants. Don't get it twisted. You are likely not to be liked by many people because you have something that they don't have, but you will be the woman a man wants, the man a woman wants, and the person everybody wishes to be. Boom. We are getting into it. And you know, that might sound a little cocky, but it's simply the truth. Success and having a stealing aura is simply sexy. And today, bossies, I'm gonna show you exactly how. You know, we first start within ourselves rather than looking a certain way or saying certain things and moving a certain way. If you want people to almost beg for your attention, if you want to become the person everyone wants to be and likes to be with in a successful and high-class manner, you need to rewire your thoughts about yourself first. So if you don't think you are it, that people want you, that people will get into business with you, why would anybody else want that if you yourself don't even think those things about yourself, right? It just makes sense. Therefore, a really crucial step is to really start thinking of yourself as that person. It is so important, bossies, that you are feeling yourself, that you are unstoppable, sexy, smart, witty, and important. You know, just look at an actor or an actress. That's not an important role in society, right? I mean, it's enough to have like, what, 100 good actors and actresses, but there are thousands in Hollywood. But these people are where they are in life mostly because of how they present themselves in castings, right? And I take this example because when having an audition, you are likely to compete immediately, unlike in any workplace, against 2,000 people when it's a big movie, for example. So just think about this for a second. The one person out of 2,000 might not be the best actress out of all of them, right? No, she might look great, take great care of herself, and is more likely to think of herself as a winner, as the most beautiful in the room, as the most smartest and best out of all of them. And those thoughts, that immediate aura she's giving people around her, makes them want only her. Now that person is captivating, almost hypnotizing. Therefore, the first most important rule of owning your life and success and becoming the person everybody begs for their attention is to think you're it. Now, at the beginning, let's be real, this can take a while because it seems like it's only words. But those words, they hold power and slowly they turn into reality. You believe them and say it often enough and present yourself in that way often enough, and people will also start believing. That is the best way and only way, really, to break into society in a successful manner. We are not leaving anything to chance today, you guys. I came here booked, busy, and prepared. So let's continue this episode. You know, the second you have mastered the way you think about yourself, all the things we just talked about, and changed people's perception of you, right? You can go on to step two. And this is how you present yourself. See, I have a podcast, right? Obviously, I could come on here, make it all more fun, crazy, controversial by just cussing and behaving ratchet. But that's simply not my persona. When I hop on here, I like to share knowledge, people's stories, inspire you guys. Sometimes even I let you peek into my private life, but not much at all. And all those things give me control of presenting myself in the most classy way possible. And you know, what you do behind closed doors with friends, the way you talk with one another, that's another thing, right? You can use wordings and do things that are different than how you present yourself in public. So that doesn't mean you have to change who you are within your immediate friend group, within your immediate family. But what do you have to do here? Whether you are a female or a male, it doesn't matter. Start with not using swear words like the F word or saying shit or all those things that take away from your grace, elegance, and prestige. It is something so simple, yet many people, I feel like, underestimate the power of using great wording and grammar when having a conversation. Whether the conversation is funny, crazy, or business, it doesn't matter. Try not to use those bad words, you guys. And honestly, if you have already mastered these two things, believe me, your life is going to change forever. I mean it. It won't ever be the same. Whenever people can't get enough of you, new opportunities arise, lifestyle changes are being made, and your career and personal life can take a drastic change. Not to be dramatic, but it is simply the truth. Whenever you make that decision to change internally and externally and really change for the better, make those little changes that don't even take much time, but they do need repetition, you will have a different outcome in life. And also getting into making yourself look the best version of yourself is part of this whole successful persona of yourself. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you go about things a little differently. Being feminine as a woman, for example, and being really masculine as a man is important. A woman, for example, who always has her nails done, hair done, face and body care, of course, intact, is in it to win it and always ready. Same thing goes for men. A man who's groomed well, always stays on top of his body and face care and gets suited up or has his own personal style that is chic or casual chic will be more successful than a man who's looking and feeling sloppy, not having shaved for 4 days, and in general having a used kind of look. I mean, bossies, if you incorporate these things, I promise you things will change for the better. It all can sound so dramatic, but it is so true and accurate, and I can actually not wait to hear your stories. You guys write in your crazy stories and experiences. Like always, I'm really happy to read them. So that's really it for today, bossies. I'm back, and I hope today's episode got your back the way you need it. See you next week. Bye.